Television series and movies are a pervasive part of our culture, and our collective obsession with Netflix and easily streamable content extends far beyond the screen. For proof, look no further than the Oxford English Dictionary, which just officially recognized binge watch as a word. It's USA Today reports that it's one of 900 words recognized. Defined as to watch multiple episodes of a television program consecutively or in rapid succession. Binge watch is just one of the new words added to the UK-based reference book. So binge watch. Well, people use that term all the time. That's it, you know.
Is it hyphenated?
It is hyphenated, yes. It is hyphenated. Binge watch. Binge watch. Also, spoiler alert has been added, defined as a forewarning of a plot spoiler. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wait, would you? I mean, that to me seems more like a phrase.
They do add phrases as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's words and phrases that they add to the Oxford English Dictionary. But yeah, spoiler alert defined as a forewarning of a plot spoiler. That's a hell of a description, don't you think, Esmeralda?
Yes.
It would be very pretentious to, instead of saying, hey, spoiler alert, to say, hey, forewarning of a plot spoiler.
I mean, some nerd has to say that, I'm sure.
That's also new. Also, a lot can be gleaned from our current cultural moment by looking at new additions to any dictionary. For instance, ongoing discussions surrounding gender, sexuality, and prejudice has prompted the Oxford English Dictionary to recognize the words microaggression, a statement or act regarded as prejudice, misgender, to refer to someone as a different gender than they identify with, and pansexual, someone who is attracted to people of all gender identities beyond binary identities of female and male. Several words have also been added to recognize different orientations in respect to romantic as opposite to sexual attraction, including biromantic, heteroromantic, homoromantic. Do don't even read articles with those words in them. Dan, have you ever heard those words used in like news reports or anything?
Not that set. The previous set I had, but not those.
Yeah, not the biromantic, heteroromantic, homoromantic. One of the most conspicuous domains in which the vocabulary of English has expanded is recent decades that. And that is gender and sexuality. Catherine Connor, who's the head of U.S. Dictionaries and Oxford Press, told USA Today. Other fun and notable new words. Okay. That have been added. Are you ready for this? You ready for this? Beer fest. What? Did somebody see the Broken Lizard movie? What? Outside of that movie, where is beer fest used on a regular basis? What does it even mean? I mean,
a fest of beers?
Yeah, that's what I would imagine, but I mean, all right, how about be whiskered? Be whiskered. What does that mean? To have whiskers? So like your cat, my cat is be whiskered.
It sounds like almost enchanted.
Like, it does. Oh, it does. Oh,
I be whiskered.
You have be whiskered me.
I feel very homoromantic towards you right now.
Right.
Having hair or whiskers growing on the face.
Well, I'm bewhiskered. Right?
I would guess so, yes.
Because I have hair on my face.
I mean, let's be honest, we're all bewhiskered.
They have gels and lotions for that, Esmeralda.
I've heard.
All right, now come on now. Broccoli Rob? What?
That's a real thing.
No, I know it is, but how is that not already like a, I mean.
Well, because it's called something else, isn't it?
I think it is. I think you're right. I think there's a one word name for Broccoli Rob.
But people keep calling it Broccoli Rob.
Right. So as we've talked about before, when people are persistent in saying certain phrases and words, they become certain phrases and words.
What is it called? Rapini?
Is it Rapini?
I've always known it as rapini.
What are any of those words mean?
What?
Rapini or broccoli Rob?
Broccoli Rob is delicious.
I thought it was like a nickname for a dude or something.
What? There goes Broccoli Rob.
There goes Broccoli Rob.
He's got like funky hair. He's got uncontrollable hair syndrome. Broccoli Rob over there.
You know, he was on my morning zoo team.
He did the weather.
That's right. Broccoli Rob with the weather. Yeah. Nice hair, Broccoli Rob. No, Broccoli Rob is not a dude, Dan. It's a vegetable, a quite tasty, versatile vegetable, green vegetable that Orion would hate.
Yeah, it's a little bitter.
It is bitter, yeah. I like it, though.
How is it regular from... How is it different from regular Rob, or should I say regular broccoli?
Regular broccoli, well, it's...
It's leafy.
It's, yeah. And it's thinner, much thinner, like, because you can get a fat piece of regular broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli Rob is thinner. It's like, it's almost like green bean thin.
Although it does have, no.
Yeah.
You could get
it bigger, but it gets that small. Whereas broccoli, the stems don't get small. The stems don't get really thin on broccoli. The stems are always pretty fat. The florets get big.
Right. And it actually does have broccoli looking florets.
Yeah.
But they're very few and far between.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a bouquet.
Yes. And I think it's really tasty. I know it's...
Yeah,
I
really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it's really, really tasty. Okay. How about this one? Energy Vampire. He used to hang out with Broccoli Rob. Broccoli Rob and the Energy Vampire from the WWE.
I thought those were the guys that lost their show because they did that risque bit, and so you got, you know, forced to take them on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Energy Vampire...
Isn't that stuff?
Yeah, that's what, you know, that's when you leave your, you know, you leave your phone charging or your computer on.
Right.
And
so it actually does...
It's a thing.
It causes... it does actually suck energy.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
To the point where it costs money?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Well, I have to make a list of things that need to get unplugged in my house then.
Yeah, like it's something crazy like your DVR... Use it, whatever the measurement is, right? It uses 30 when it's on and 28 when it's off.
Jeez.
Like that. That's an example of an energy vampire.
But does it have to be, what if it's just plugged in?
Like, yeah,
and
I mean,
not on.
Yeah, no,
that's the comparison. Like, you'd have to unplug it to stop the.
Yeah.
Energy.
Well, but a DVR, I could admit, I mean, it's on because it's always.
It's recording stuff.
Yeah,
all
recording
the time.
Right. And or the little light is flashing with
right.
the time. But if it's just like say like a toaster,
that'd be interesting to see if that tastes because I have a microwave and a toaster plugged in right now in my apartment and it always is.
Right.
Even when I'm not using either of those items, they're plugged in, and I don't know how much energy that would suck. So, Dan, do you remember when we had the person who wrote the book about vampires and was inspired by sitting at the breakfast table and he saw the word energy vampire. There was like vampire. He wrote a book about vampires, but every kind of vampire. And it was just the term vampire that fascinated him because you can use it in so many different ways. And I remember his story involved him talking about energy vampires that inspired him to write the book. So, anyway, but that was a while ago. I think that was a bunch of years ago, Dan. So,
yeah, I searched for vampires and
nothing came up.
A lot of things came up.
Yeah,
but not what we're looking for.
Okay. All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back. We've got more phrases and words that are now part of the Oxford English Dictionary. If you want to jump in with words and phrases that you use that you think are kind of goofy or you hate. Words and phrases. We love talking about that kind of stuff. 312-981-7200. Wildcard Wednesday, man. Yeah, Broccoli Rob. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And I love that band. 301 area code requesting the Babies with Isn't It Time. Yeah, I love that band. Hey, make your requests. We'll play them a little bit later on. It's any artist, any song, anything. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. You guys control the music bumps. We have a different theme each morning here on the show. And this morning is Wednesday, so that's Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything. And you play the request. We play it back coming from commercials. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Again, in our brand spanking new studio in Diggs here on the 18th floor at 303 West Wacker. I am in Studio D overlooking the Chicago River and Columbus Drive, and it's a lovely view and a great studio, and we're having a good time here, and we're all in the same area now, on the same floor, just feet and walls apart. Esmeralda likes to knock on the wall in Morse code, and so Dan can hear her because there's only a wall between them.
So. I feel kind of nice about that because my best friend in college, she actually lived in the apartment next to mine. So we used to, that's how we used to find out if each other were home. We'd just knock on the wall.
Oh.
And then if she was.
I got to say, you know, sitting here in the, you know, because when we're here, as was the case at Trib Tower, we're basically the only people here. Adam is our engineer. We got Jen in the newsroom and Esmeralda in the hut, the traffic hut. And everything else, the offices are dark, you know. And so now we used to, you know, like we would get into the studio and do our prep in the studio early. Now we have an office and you have an editing facility that you can go to do whatever kind of prep you need to do. So I'm sitting in the office. My office is right down the hall. Our office is right down the hall. And there's some creaky, weird noises and stuff happening. You haven't spent a significant amount of time in the office.
Nope.
Because I think, you know, the walls are a little thinner and the people on the other side, and there's like stuff creaking. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, it's
here?
Yeah.
We're not supposed to have ghosts here. There's ghosts at Trib Tower.
Trib Tower was haunted, but I don't know. I want to look into the history of this building.
Oh, man.
Because I was sitting back there. This happened yesterday morning and this morning when we got here. So we got here, what did we get here? About midnight tonight? Something like that?
Yeah.
About around that time. So I go to the office. You went over to do your prep. You know, you were getting stories printed off and doing stuff. And I'm in the office. And all of a sudden I hear on the other side of the wall. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well, all right, it's somebody else is here. And I'm like, no, because it's midnight. There's nobody else here. And then there's like stuff creaking and making. And I'm just like, oh.
What if there's more ghosts here than there are at Trib Tower?
Wow, we can have a party.
Wow.
I don't know. But it's just in the offices. I don't hear anything weird in here. But in my office, there was stuff going on. There was weird stuff going on. And I don't know. Maybe Justin Kaufman has gerbils in his office because that's next to ours. Anyway, all right, we're going to break. The place is haunted. That's what we've discovered. All right, when we come back, the news is coming up next on WGN. Okay. This is what you just typed up on the screen is true?
I do not lie.
Okay. All right. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. Ike in Country Club Hills requested this. And tell everybody what just happened.
It came in before you revealed we have ghosts in the building.
You see what's happening here? Do you see how that works?
The spirits were communicating.
They were communicating with Ike.
Oh, I was going to say a straight up ghost, you know,
yeah.
Called that one in.
Yeah. No, Ike is from Country Club Hills. And so he requested that before I revealed that this place is haunted. So that was another weird coincidence. I think the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is going to be right outside the window in about 5 minutes.
We can see him eye to eye.
We will be able to talk to him. Like, hey, how's it going, buddy? He was about 18 stories tall, don't you think?
Yeah, he could be here for, he could be a guest.
Right up, yeah, just break open the window and put a mic on.
The only person who could read the new outdoor mic is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
And Godzilla.
Yeah.
An 18-story marshmallow sounds so tasty right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you? We're back, everybody. Edward Brack with Broccoli Rob. Yeah.
How many feet are in a story? Do we know? Because he's 112 feet.
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is 112 feet?
Yes. Apparently somebody
figured
that
out. I mean, if he's too tall, he can just bend over a little bit.
I'm worried he's not tall enough.
112 feet. No, that's yeah. I think that's only about
like 10 stories or something.
Maybe, yeah. He might have to jump up and down in order to answer questions.
They'll have to make him a seat out here. They can do it. Just like a thing that juts out.
Do we have a conversion? Are there any math people out there? Are there any nerds listening to the show right now? 112, what'd you say it was 112 feet?
He's 112 feet.
Okay, the Stay Puft Marshmallow is 112 feet. Can somebody convert that into stories?
So according to this, a typical story is 13 feet. So yeah, he'd only reach like the 11th floor.
Yeah. He's too short. What about Godzilla? Find out how tall Godzilla has varied in sizes. Let me just say that right now. Godzilla has varied in sizes.
Things you never think you'd type at work. How tall is Godzilla? Question mark.
Because it depends. He varied in sizes in different movies. He was really in the 2014 in the 2014 version of the movie. You know, the latest one. He was bigger. In the last Japanese Godzilla movie, which they played at the Music Box, he was much bigger, and his tail was like 9,000 feet long. Like he was taking out entire buildings with his tail in the last Japanese Godzilla movie. So he varies. So maybe we can get Godzilla to have a little conversation with us.
In the original film, he was 167 feet.
Oh, now we could talk to Godzilla. He'd be taller. He'd have to bend over, right? A little bit. 167. No, maybe not. He'd be right.
He might be.
Yeah.
I got into radio so I wouldn't have to do math.
He's tall enough.
12. He'd reach the 12. He's not tall enough either.
Godzilla's not tall enough either.
Well, the original.
The original. I'm telling you, the Godzilla from 2014 would be able to talk to us.
Just get him one of those chairs you got in there, those tall chairs.
Oh, yeah, get one of the big, the big tall chairs. For those people who don't know, our new studios are made as standing studios. So the console and the board and everything are if you were standing up, they're about just at, you know, well, if I stand up, I'm short, though. It's around my hips. And all the new chairs here are pushed up. They're tall chairs. So, all right. So Godzilla, maybe we can talk to
the 1991 version. I forget how many feet, but he'd reach the 25th floor. So
See, he varies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how tall was it in the terrible, stupid Roland Emmerich, 1998 version?
I don't know, but I just found out 2014 would 35 stories, so he would have to bend down.
Yeah, so that's what I'm talking about. That 2014 version of Godzilla was awesome. 35 stories? Good.
What about Mothra?
Well, he can just fly.
Right? He'll just float.
He can float right outside the window,
yeah,
Mothra.
Hover.
And so can Ghidra. And Ghidra, he's got three heads.
Uh-huh.
So you can, like, you can talk to the, you can, yeah.
You have three. Oh, it would be too many voices.
There's three heads. He could just fly and float outside, and we can have it's three guests. Ghidra would be three guests. We would have to convince them to not destroy the building, though. That would be, let's say, hey, don't destroy the building. I just want to interview you.
Your conversation skills will be enough. Exactly. They'll be so convinced. We love WGN Radio.
That's
we wouldn't
right.
touch the building.
And I think, you know, I could express my love for all things monster movie related, and they would go, oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
We won't destroy your building. So
he just gives a big thumbs up as he walks by.
Yeah. That's like, and then, but, you know, the other thing was those monsters in Rampage, the monsters that actually destroy this area. In the Rock movie Rampage, I don't know how big they were. I'm sure that nobody's measured those because that movie was not the smash classic hit that everybody thought it was going to be.
I was going to say, did they destroy this building?
This block gets nailed.
It's just gone. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because the river, that alligator thing comes out of the river, just starts smashing stuff, and if and you got a flying wolf. And you got
a flying wolf?
Yeah, a giant wolf that morphed in and was able to fly. Yeah.
Isn't
it was sort of like, it was almost like, you know what it's like, you know the flying squirrels where they have that little thing like their arms?
Yes.
And they have the little like wing under their arms? That's what it was like with the wolf in this movie.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more of the, what's that, it's a fantasy, fictitious, mythological creature. Kind of looks like a lion with wings. Do you know what I'm talking about?
A griffin?
Yes.
A griffin.
I was expecting more of a griffin.
No, it's not like that at all. No. It's just a big wolf that has the little wing, the little skin tags underneath his...
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And then George, the ape. Listen, these guys bring down the Sears Tower in that movie. They bring it down.
Too bad we didn't. We could have done some cross promotional thing with them, had them all in studio.
Yeah.
Like, please don't knock this one over, yeah. Just the other building.
Oh, they wrecked the town, man. The last 20 minutes, the last 20 minutes of Rampage. Seriously, if you want to have some fun and watch this city get completely destroyed, watch Rampage, because it's awesome.
Wisconsinites are watching it.
Yeah, people in St. Louis are like, yeah. Yeah, and they're in St. Louis going, yeah, tear down the Sears Tower. But yeah, I mean, it's a dumb movie and it's silly, but I saw it like in IMAX. You know what I mean? I saw it in the biggest possible, loudest possible way. And the last 20 minutes of that movie was so much fun to watch this. Like, they destroy this city, especially on the other side of the river where we are now.
Great.
So, anyway, did anybody know how tall George was? They say, I can't remember, but they say how big he got. In the movie, because he keeps growing, by the way. Like, that's the thing. Like, there's an alien thing full of juice that leaks out, and he can't.
Did you ever see him standing next to buildings?
Yeah, he's not. No, he's not. They're not bigger than buildings. They climb up buildings and knock them down and stuff. So
well,
they're
then
not.
He could just hang out the window and you interview him then.
Yeah.
Just be a series of grunts, but you know.
That's right. Wait, we need an interpreter because The Rock was able to speak to him in the movie.
Oh, there you go. Oh, so, we could get The Rock in.
Get The Rock come in here to do his sign language that he can do with George.
He wouldn't use the elevator. He'd just climb the skyscraper.
That's right.
With the raccoon.
and his leg, his prosthetic leg.
This is quite a show you got going.
Man, I'm telling you.
Man.
We can tie into all the summer blockbusters.
And guess what else is in the river? Bong Marine.
That's right.
Wow. Send me a pack.
And Broccoli Rob. Broccoli Rob just was, he was swimming. He was just out swimming, Broccoli Rob.
That's how his hair got that way.
That's exactly right. You can't go swimming in the Chicago River. Your hair's going to look like Broccoli Rob. All right. What was the topic? Oh, we were talking about terms that were in.
By the way, all you listeners, don't steal this movie idea.
Yeah.
This is all copyrighted or trademarked or something.
Right.
Oh, I didn't think it was a movie. I thought they were going to come in.
Like, for real.
Nick was going to interview them, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Well, I mean, this would make a pretty good movie. We could be like the people from Tag. Like, they tell the story of how we
came up with the movie. Yeah. All right, we were at Energy Vampire as the latest term or phrase that has been added to the Oxford English Dictionary, including some of that we mentioned earlier. Binge watch, spoiler alert. For some reason, beer fest, bewhiskered, Broccoli Rob, as we mentioned before, who is our good friend, an energy vampire. Next is Facebook as a verb.
Like, I'm going to Facebook you?
Yeah. I'm going to Facebook you, I guess, if you're going to communicate through Facebook.
Have you been Facebooking?
Are you Facebooking right now? Yeah. That's like Google. Google became a verb.
Did you Facebook it?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever used that term like that.
I have.
I usually, you know, a whole sentence.
Yeah.
Did you look them up on Facebook?
Right. Yeah, I've used it not very frequently, but I have used it. You ever use Facebook as a verb, Dan?
No, but I would think Instagram would be the one that you would go with over Facebook.
Yeah. You got to gram it. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's not been around long enough. Yeah. We're Facebooking, you know, because Instagram is not as old as Facebook. So maybe in a couple of years, that'll be a verb.
Yeah, you'll gram it.
Yeah. Gram it. That's a drug term, man. That's what cocaine dealers do. They gram it. What Broccoli Rob does on the weekends. He grams it.
I mean, that's, you don't get paid a lot to do weather at a radio station.
Oh, are you kidding?
All right. And then all that swimming in the river is probably not helping his health.
We got to take a break. I don't know what's going on here, man.
This is what happens when you get an extra hour.
That's exactly right, man. You get the extra hour, you start talking about Broccoli Rob for half an hour. That's how it works. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more Broccoli Rob talk on WGN. Yeah, man. Hello. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18th floor of the 303 East Wacker, which is our new home. Everybody's getting used to it, and it's been a lot of fun. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my main man, Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. And we are all here and happy at 303 East Wacker, talking about how tall certain monsters are so that we can speak to them. And that's not even hypothetical.
You're doing show prep right now.
That's exactly right. We're doing on-air show prep. Wildcard Wednesday continues. GMA Wildcard Wednesday. You can get your requests in right now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. 708 area code requested the Moody Blues with For My Lady. Does anybody refer to their girlfriend or their wife as my lady? Yeah, man, I'm going to go out with my lady tonight. Or how about my old lady? That was a good one. Like in the 70s. Yeah, man. How's your old lady doing?
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Not too often, though.
Yeah, it was a much more often. It was a term that was used a lot more in the 70s. Yeah, man. Check out my old lady. How about the old ball and chain? How about that one? That's a lovely term. All right, let's see. We were just discussing Facebook as a verb being now added to the Oxford English Dictionary. I don't understand this one at all, this next one. Let's see if we can... I don't understand this at all. Hip-hoppy. Do people use that?
If something is
in the hip-hop genre,
right.
It's hip-hoppy?
Be like, oh, that's a little too hip-hoppy for me. Like
yeah, but
that?
Do you think that term is used... enough to be put in a dictionary? Hip-hoppy?
For nerds.
I don't understand.
Because nobody cool says that.
No.
Nobody's going, no. It's very
hip-hoppy. And nobody, by the way.
It's very hip-hoppy.
By the way, nobody who does hip-hop says that. There's no possible
exactly.
way that anybody whose genre is hip-hop says, yo, man, that's a little hip-hoppy.
You know, I'm a little hip-hoppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a little bit rock and roll. You're a little
hip-hoppy. Yeah.
Yeah, only they say it. What's their names?
Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, only they use that.
Yeah, Donnie and Marie. Here's the thing about that. He was never a little bit rock and roll. I don't know. I mean, that, you know.
No, we can't say that because we always get the text
about
the Wild Horses song or
something.
Right,
the Crazy Horses song. And in the 80s, he released a song, and Jeff Beck played guitar on it. So, all right, we'll take that back. He's very rock and roll, all right? He's not a little bit rock and roll. He's very rock and roll. He's Donny Osmond, for God's sake. How about this word, impactful? How is that now getting into the dictionary?
That's not a word?
I think it's a word.
Like, wasn't it always a word?
I would think so. Impactful? That's now in the dictionary today?
Wouldn't it just be under impact?
It would be part of impact, and
then,
it would be
you know,
a variation.
Yeah, under it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. How about lab rat? That's now
that's
being
not a
added.
Word either. Jeez.
I mean, that seems to me like lab rat's been around long enough to have been in the Oxford Dictionary many years ago. They're adding positive energy as a phrase. What? All right. How about this? Teenagery. Teenagery.
Never heard that.
I've never heard it either.
Is that like hip-hoppy?
Hip-hoppy and teenagery.
It's a little too hip-hoppy and teenagery
I'm too old mannery for that.
That's next year.
Exactly. Teenagery. It sounds like Will Ferrell doing George W. Bush. Strategery. Which is still one of my favorite moments during that whole series when Will Ferrell did George W. Bush. And that was so funny because they were doing the debates and he was like, they're asking him a really hard question and they cut to Will Ferrell and his face is in pain. Strategery. Can you sum up, you remember what the other one was? It was Lockbox. It was Daryl Hammond as Dole. Al Gore.
Gore.
Dole. As Gore, saying lockbox. That's the one word to describe their campaign. Strategery. All right. Teensploitation is also being added. Untippable. Why?
That cow is untippable.
Yeah.
Well, again, wouldn't that just be under it with able?
Yeah, but I guess they're just...
I guess untip isn't a word.
No, I guess untip isn't a word. How about this? Whataboutery.
Oh, yeah. Whataboutisms.
Whataboutery? Whataboutisms? Yeah. How about yes, sir? One word. Y-E-S-S-I-R. Yes, sir?
I mean, I think that was in people's dictionaries already.
Yeah. And then zend out. Hey, man, I'm zend out. Leave me alone. Me and Broccoli Rob just grammed it. So I'm zenned out right now, man. And then Zeus-like. That's also how often do people say, hey, man, that was Zeus-like?
I would think it'd be describing someone.
Yeah. He's very Zeus-like.
Adonis? Well, no, because Zeus is just powerful.
Right.
Doesn't really...
I don't understand.
Have a body.
I'm very leery of this list, Dan. I think somebody grammed it and then wrote it out themselves.
I'll call Oxford right now.
What teenagery is this?
Get somebody from the Oxford Dictionary on right now. It's a decent hour in London. We can call somebody in London.
Broccoli Rob is...
Broccoli Rob's on assignment.
He swim there?
He did. He took the river. All right, we have to break. And we got the news coming up next. Stick around.